The house will be in order. The prayer will be offered by Representative Gerardy of Lynn. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Hannah Cree from Roland.
Good morning. This prayer is the peace prayer of St. Francis, which was important to me. We often did at Wednesday night chapel while I was at Augustana. So please join me. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to love, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
I pledge
the House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction to bills.
House File 103 by Landon and Gobble, a bill for an act relating to school districts and accredited non-public schools that deliver coursework using both in-person instruction and instruction using online learning platform, and authorizing parents and guardians to determine which instruction delivery method shall be used to provide instruction to students, and including effective date provision.
The first reading of the bill is an RA for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 104 by Nordman, a bill for an act requiring school districts and certain accredited non-public schools to offer the Pledge of Allegiance and to display the United States flag in the classroom during the reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 105 by Jones, a bill for an act authorizing a receiving school district to send school vehicles into a district of resident to transport a pupil participating in open enrollment to and from school.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 106 by Jones, a bill for an act relating to qualifications to instruct law in the state of Iowa and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 107 by Fry, a bill for an act relating to supervision requirements for licensed marital and family therapists, mental health counselors, and social work, and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 108 by Losey, a bill for an act relating to Medicaid demonstration waivers to support and improve the delivery of substance use disorder treatment services.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 109 by Salmon, a bill for an act regarding legislative oversight of Supreme Court decisions and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 110 by Hunter, a bill for an act relating to the mandatory subjects of negotiation for public employment, employee collective bargaining, and including applicability provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 111 by Hunter, a bill for an act relating to subjects of negotiation for public employee collective bargaining and including applicability provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 112 by Brink, a bill for an act relating to certain tax credits and assistance awarded by the Economic Development Authority and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Economic Growth.
House File 113 by Fisher, a bill for an act relating to demolition reserves on fire and casualty claims on real property located within the city and requesting an interim study on such reserves.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 114 by Shipley, a bill for an act relating to school nutrition standards and guidelines to a nutrition advisory panel convened by the Department of Education.
First reading of bills now referred to committee or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 115 by Brink, a bill for an act relating to emergency care policy and procedure require applicability to the ambulatory surgical centers.
First reading of the bill is now referred for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 116 by Brink, a bill for an act relating to the information to be provided by a healthcare provider as part of a referral of a patient to an ambulatory surgical center and providing for license discipline.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 117 by Brink, a bill for an act relating to the licensure of an ambulatory surgical center and providing for fees to be considered repayment receipts and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now referred for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 118 by Wessel Crochelle, a bill for an act relating to the Office of the State Long-Term Care Ombudsman and making an appropriation.
First reading of the bill is now referred for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 119 by Hunter Olson State and Masher, a bill for an act relating to the imposition of civil liabilities on parents or guardians when minors cause injury with firearms.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 120 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act modifying the elements defining hate crimes and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 121 by Hunter, a bill for an act relating to the compensation for infection with COVID-19 or similar diseases under the Iowa Occupational Disease Law.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 122 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act relating to the state minimum hourly wage.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 123 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act relating to the choice of a doctor to treat an injured employee under workers' comp law and including applicability date provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 124 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act requiring employers to provide reasonable accommodations to employees based on pregnancy or childbirth and making a penalties applicable.
First bill, reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 125 by Jones and Poshin, a bill for an act abolishing county compensation boards.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Local Government.
House File 126 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act prohibiting the carrying, transportation, and possession of firearms in the Capitol building and on the Capitol grounds and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 127 by Hunter, Olson, and State, a bill for an act prohibiting the manufacture and possession, shipment, transportation, or receipt of a multi-burst trigger activator and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 128 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act relating to the sale or transfer of firearms, providing penalties and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 129 by Hunter, Olson, Wessel Crochelle, Wilburn, State, and Masher, a bill for an act prohibiting the sale and transfer or possession of large capacity ammunition feeding devices, providing penalties and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 130 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act relating to law enforcement profiling by standardizing collection and centralizing the compilation and reporting of officer stop and compliance data, providing for officer training, creating a community policing advisory board, providing for penalties and remedies, and including effective date provision.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 131 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act prohibiting the sale and transfer of semi-automatic assault weapons, providing penalties and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 132 by Fry, a bill for an act relating to online continuing education courses for maintaining a professional license.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 133 by Bacon, a bill for an act relating to the extension of deadlines for the completion of continuing education requirements.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 134 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act relating to straight party voting and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 135 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act allowing registered voters to make application for absentee ballots through electronic means and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 136 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act restoring the right to register to vote and to vote and hold elective office for certain persons, including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 137 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act providing for ongoing absentee voter status.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 138 by Hunter and others, a bill for an act providing for the registration of eligible electors upon review of the electronic records received from state agencies and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 139 by Landon, a bill for an act relating to the nullification of General Assembly's notification of the General Assembly concerning certain state government leases and real property acquisitions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 140 by Kerr, a bill for an act relating to all-terrain vehicles, including financial liability coverage for registered of and park and trails designed for use by all-terrain vehicles and making penalties applicable and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 141 by Jones, a bill for an act exempting from the individual income tax the amount of wages received by a taxpayer for providing certain child care services and including effective date and retroactive applicable provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 142 by Jones, a bill for an act relating to the sales and use tax refund.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 143 by Mitchell and Moore, a bill for an act exempting dance schools and dance studio services from sales and use tax.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 144 by Bossman, a bill for an act relating to individual income taxes for volunteer firefighters, volunteer emergency medical service personnel members, and reserve peace officers, and including the amount of the credit and including retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 145 by Eisenhower, a bill for an act allowing for the formation of certain for-profit corporations as benefit corporations authorized to do the business of the state under certain conditions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 146 by Height, Wilson, and Wolf, a bill for an act relating to the appointment of counsel for indigent persons in Class A felony cases.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 147 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to the authorized message for taking for a resident deer hunting license using a license issued to a non-ambulatory person.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 148 by Thompson, a bill for an act relating to campaign finance, including disclosure reports, contribution requirements, and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 149 by Mitchell, a bill for an act relating to the publication and defamatory political advertisements.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to this Committee on State Government. Are there any announcements to come to before the body at this time? Chair sees none. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. For the attention of the body, Republicans will caucus in the law library concluding this morning's business. We will plan on taking up the House resolution on rules at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So, Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the body, I move the House recess until 2 p.m.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrats will caucus immediately in the Ola Babcock Miller building after this we are concluded here.
Seeing no further business, you've all heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.